Hi, friend. I'm so grateful you've joined me on the Jesus Over Everything show. If you haven't heard the news, we have gone retro this summer. For the months of June and July, we are featuring our five-word prayers daily. This show started as, and so many of you love so much, five-minute podcast shows on topics of all kinds, the short inspiration you need for every day of the week. So enjoy these shows, keep listening all summer, and see you right here back in August for a powerful season six. Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Some people know her by her blog name, Beauty in Bedlam. I know her from way back in the day in the writer and blogger world, but then more recently as cheering sideline moms when our boys actually played 1 year of college football together. So fun, right? Jen Schmidt is a dear friend, a wife and mother of five great kids, a speaker, and the author of the newly released book, Just Open the Door. I thought about Jen and her wisdom a lot when I hosted our senior football boys for Bible study and dinner on Sunday nights this fall. She so inspires me to do just that, just open the door with everyday hospitality. She really does. She lives that, and she's taught me a lot about that, even just by watching her life. I also really respect her as a mom, so I asked her to come on here during our parenting month and share some of her wisdom in this space. It's all yours, Jen. Welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily.
Oh, friends, what a joy to journey with you as we point our children to Jesus amidst this fun, bumpy roller coaster ride of parenting. It never ceases to amaze me that I get to live out His greatest commandment to love God fully and to love on my very closest neighbors. Yep, those living right under my own roof. And reality check, sometimes they're a bit too neighborly for my liking. But what an incredible honor and responsibility to love, to train, and disciple a future generation of world changers. My desire is to point our kids to their need for a Savior, to grasp that it all hinges on His redeeming love. And I take that calling as the highest privilege. But wow, I'm pretty transparent about the good, bad, and ugly of parenting, and it can be overwhelming and a nearly paralyzing concept at times. But oh, it is so worth it. So as I ponder discipleship and how those relationships can most naturally have developed, I take Jesus' cue of loving God and loving others and can say without any hesitation that the greatest vehicle the Lord has used in our Schmidt family to point others to His glory is by swinging wide our door. By integrating biblical hospitality as a way of life, we live out our worldview in front of our kids. So where do we start? First, we need to reshape our preconceived notions on hospitality. And we can't allow these Pinterest-perfect ideas of social entertaining with immaculate events to hijack the heart and legacy of open-door living. When we align hospitality with God's word, it allows our children to catch a new vision for changing the next generation through the simple gift of an invitation. So baby steps, friends, just start one simple invitation. Through this open door living lens, our children begin to view every person He brings through our doors, not as drudgery and interruption, but as divine invitations amidst everyday life. They partner with us by living out the great command. And ultimately, hopefully, prayerfully, the great commission as we share the gospel with others. As we show value to those friends and people that are really vastly different from us and affirm everyone's unique story, our kids learn to do the same. With hands-on interaction, they see what it means to be the hands and feet of Jesus by becoming the church of God in our very home, while simultaneously equipping them with tangible life skills. So let me tell you, my guys can whip up taco dip and clean a bathroom like no one's business. We want hospitality to become a natural outflow of their life because this isn't about someone's gifting or personality bent. You're not more hospitable if you're an extrovert versus an introvert. My introverted daughter, who was so shy as a child, she learned the art of listening attentively to guests and then overcame her shyness. Now she's still an introvert, but she was able to practice communication skills and praying out loud from the comfort of her own home. And now she can make anyone feel genuinely welcome. My desire is that as we walk alongside our kids in obedience, even when we don't feel like it, as we pursue others, They'll mimic us living on purpose. Swinging wide our doors allows us to cast a long-term, multi-generational vision, which builds community in an age of isolation and makes, oh, such beautiful memories in a generation that's mobilized by technology. And it creates an environment of discipleship as many yearn for mentorship. It's about modeling for our children that no one has to have a perfect house or perfect lives to welcome strangers, to welcome friends, to welcome our neighbors. When one gives out a little, even when our schedules are overpacked and we're feeling overwhelmed, when we routinely mess up, hello, raising my hand here, and yes, I confess that to our kids, I'm so in process. When this mama is worn out and weary, and I tell my girls that I'm choosing to believe that how we love and serve our neighbor impacts the kingdom, the benefits and the blessings multiply over and over again. Oh, friends, I don't always do this well. I'm still learning, but the inconvenience is worth every minute. So our prayer, oh Lord, help swing wide our doors. May our home be a place of refuge, a welcoming haven where our love for you and your love for us spills out to those around us in such a tangible way that they can't help but wonder what makes us different. May we reflect your character, Lord. Help swing wide our door.
Well, there you have it, Jen Schmidt, my friends. I'm grateful, Jen, for you and your book, Just Open the Door, which is in the show notes for all of you to go and check out now. And yes, again, this has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Thanks for joining us, and we'll do it tomorrow right here with our Friday Five. You've been listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily. Man, I love this community. And did you know that you are the best way to keep it going? It's true. Keep telling people about it. Keep posting shows you love on your social media so others can listen too. We want to encourage more and more people. And you, my friend, make that happen.